Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb, the Friday edition. And you know what? It doesn't really matter what day it falls on. It's always good, bad, and the dumb. It's brought to you by Verizon with their newest unlimited plan. Everyone's welcome. Introducing Welcome Unlimited from Verizon for just $30 a line per month for four lines with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Their best priced unlimited plan ever. For real, $30 a line for the whole family. The network you want, the price you love. Switch to Verizon today. Paper-free billing required. Unlimited 5G nationwide 4G LTE. In times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. All smartphone lines on the account must be on Welcome Unlimited and are eligible only for select promotions. Includes domestic talk, text, and data usage only. Data roaming at 2G speeds. What's the good of the day?
The good of the day is we got to remember this, all right, Tony?
Yeah.
Not everyone gets a lucrative NIL deal.
No.
And not everyone even gets an NIL deal. Right. We can't assume that every college football player does. But CJ, that's not stopping CJ Stroud, Ohio State's quarterback.
Okay.
From kind of, I guess, giving back a little bit or helping his teammates out. Because earlier this week, he gave each of his teammates a $500 Express gift card.
Awesome.
So that way they can all go get new suits for game days.
So CJ Stroud gave every one of his teammates...
Each of his teammates, a $500 gift card to
All right,
Express.
I'm doing the math here. $50,000?
Pretty much, yeah.
Because about 100 players?
Well, I mean, he did sign a $2.5 million deal with them. So
true, that's true. That's such a wild world we're living in now.
Yeah.
Seriously. We've talked about NIL so much and the different angles of it. I think one of the angles of it is for players... who can max, like, if you're a player, let's say you're an NBA player, a basketball player, and you play at Kentucky, right? And your agent comes to you and says, yeah, I've been talking to some scouts. They think you're a second round pick. And you go, hey, they think one more year, growth, experience, and you'll be a first rounder. You go, yeah, I'll stay. Why not? I'm making $3 million while I'm at Kentucky. Right, like I've got NIL deals here at Kentucky. I can stay. I still can get my parents a house or whatever it is I want. You know, all those stories of everybody going, I got to leave. I got to take care of my family. Now you go, well, I can still take care of my family, and I can develop into the next. I can develop into a first round talent, which is what I really want out of my career. Same with the NFL. The difference between a first round pick on Thursday and a second round pick on Friday or a third round pick on Friday is gigantic. So if you're making money in college and you just need a little bit more work, a little bit more seasoning, just a little bit more opportunity, and you're like, you know what? I'll stay right here. Why not? I'll stay right here. Yeah, if you're CJ Stroud and you're making $2.5 million, or what's a kid at a yours at a Texas? He's making a fortune.
Yep.
Arch Manning's going to make $5 million.
Easy. I wouldn't be surprised if his deal was somewhere in the tens too.
Yeah.
It would not surprise me because he's the most highly anticipated quarterback we've had in recent years.
You got 19-year-olds, 18-year-olds on college campuses with money. How great is that?
Yeah.
Lots and lots of money.
But, you know, good on C.J. Stroud. He wants everyone to look good on game days. Everyone have a nice new suit to wear. You know, I'm certain that your run-of-the-mill, you know, we were talking about him, punter. He probably doesn't have a good suit.
Who's the first Heisman Trophy winning player that gives his offensive line Rolexes and luggage and all the other stuff that NFL players do?
Well, right now I'm going to say, since he's a Heisman favorite, and he's already shown it, C.J. Stroud?
Yeah, why not?
If he wins it this year, I can see him turning around and go, offensive line, I couldn't do it without you. Here you go.
Yeah, here you go. Some Rolexes, some alligator shoes.
Yeah.
Alligator shoes, listen to me. like it's the 1970s. I got you something really nice, Clark. You talked about how you liked them here. Like what? Like yeah, just sort of these gifts that you can give the offensive lineman. That's what they'll do. That's great. How much money would Johnny Manziel have made at Texas A&M when Johnny Manziel was on top of the world? Right.
How much money would Tim Tebow have made?
Oh, Tim Tebow. Good Lord. Good Lord, wheelbarrow of money.
Which, by the way, that documentary's coming out.
Oh, is it?
The 08 Florida team.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, sure. Why wouldn't there be? Absolutely.
And, it's already been reported Tim Tebow and Urban Meyer are all in.
They're all in on that?
Yep.
All right. Very well. That's good. I'll give their thoughts on a couple of the players that were on that particular team.
Yeah. The only thing that worries me is Tim Tebow's basketball career at that point.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Will it get in the way of
filming?
Exactly. Yeah, goodness.
He's trolling around the G League.
Love Tim Tebow, man. Love him. All right. What's the bat of the day?
The bat of the day. Well, you know what? It's a wake up call PSA. We do these every once in a while. And I think I got to talk to our image guy. Say we need a PSA imaging for a wake up call because we like to do these public service announcements.
Yes, we do.
And this is a very important one. So all you listeners out there, take really mental note. If you are traveling somewhere on an airplane, right? Please do not airdrop naked photos of yourself to the pilot.
Oh. That's a thing?
Well, apparently it happened on a flight that was heading down to Cabo. Here, you want to hear the audio from the pilot?
Sure, why not?
So here's the deal. This continues while we're on the ground. I'm going to have to pull back to the gate. Everybody's going to have to get off. We're going to have to get security involved. And it's vacation that's going to be ruined. So you folks, whatever that airdrop thing is, quit sending naked pictures. Let's get yourself to Cabo.
All right, so wait. People were sending them to the pilot? How did they know the pilot?
Well, you know when you send a photo and you can airdrop it?
No, you're going to have to explain this to me. I'm sorry.
All right, let's go back to...
What is airdrop?
Let's go back to the beginning. Airdrop is if... And I think it's for iPhones. I don't know if Android's phones can do it, but they probably can, and hopefully somebody can correct me. But I know this for a fact with iPhone. If you are wanting to send photos, right? Traditionally, if you wanted to send a photo to your wife, you could text her the photo, right? You probably have done in the past. Is text her the photo.
I've done it plenty of times.
If you guys are in close proximity with each other, you can airdrop it, which isn't a text. It's just you're throwing it up in the cloud, and she gets a little alert on her phone saying, "Hey, Tony is sending you a photo. Do you accept it?" And you kind of see like a little thumbnail of the photo.
Right.
And then you hit click, and it automatically goes to your phone.
Okay, so how does the pilot get involved in airdrop naked photos?
When you go to the airdrop mode to airdrop, it shows everyone whose phone is on at that time.
Got it. I got okay. So all right. So the pilot's phone is on.
Pilot's phone is on because I guess
I thought we had to turn those things off.
Well, they're still on the ground. I believe. Okay. I do not think they're in the air just yet.
The pilot.
His phone is on, and but I mean, it's not, it's just, it's in the area, and his thing popped up, and this person, whoever it was, I don't know if it's a male or a female, sees that and is shooting naked photos. I don't think it was just to the pilot. I think it was to a bunch of passengers as well.
So because I wasn't sure about airdropping, I heard this story as people were like, we have the pilot's number. Let's send him naked pictures.
No, you don't need anyone's number.
The pilot is... Now, why would the pilot say, we can't go anywhere? Why doesn't he just go, whatever they're doing, I have nothing to do with this. Don't. I'm just...
Well,
my phone is on, and they're sending naked pictures. Somebody's sending naked pictures, but I'm in the vicinity of it. I'm just going to ignore it, and let's just fly the plane.
Maybe it's causing a disturbance.
Hold on. Why would everyone have to get off the plane and security would be involved?
I guess
it doesn't sound like a crime.
I don't think it is a crime. Maybe it's a misdemeanor, like indecent exposure type of deal. I don't know. I don't know what the legality of it is.
Okay, if I get up and I'm on the plane,
wanting to send airdrop photos?
No, what I'm saying is, it sounds like it sounds to me like his solution to stopping that was
it's like a parent telling his kids, "If you don't shut up, I'm turning this car around and going home."
Hold on. Yeah, it's like your kids are acting up in the car, right? And you say, quit it or we're not going to the amusement park. Okay? It seems like the pilot was like, guys, quit it, or I'm going to turn around and I'm going to take you to the police station and I'm going to make you stay in a jail cell for 3 days while your mother and I go to the amusement park, and then we'll come back and get you. Like, doesn't it feel like it's a little extreme?
Like, no, I think it's very extreme.
You know what I mean? Like, he's saying, everybody, don't send naked pictures on AirDrop because I'm going to deplane this thing and I'm going to get security involved. It sounds like, whoa, wait a second. Slow down. Like, first of all, we're all supposed to turn these stupid things off the moment you taxi out of the runway, taxi off to anyway. Slow down. We're not getting off this plane. So I'm just wondering. So I don't know. I mean, maybe he's got a point. Maybe there's some rule. Like, if I got up in a plane and was like, there's a bomb, he would go, you off and deplane and security, right? Of course. But even if I went, I don't like being in the air, I don't want to be in the air, I don't want to be in the air, they'd go, stop, everybody off, get him out of here. Like, there are reasons to do that. A naked AirDrop picture doesn't seem like a deplaning security involved thing.
Well,
I don't know, but I don't know. I'm not a pilot.
I guess what they're falling under the guise is the safety, security, and well-being of customers and employees is the Southwest team's highest priority at all times. Okay.
All right. That sounds like a very umbrella-ish term
for
basically anything we want.
And you know, furthermore, I guess it was a man who was airdropping naked photos of himself to everyone on the plane that had that feature open at that moment.
That sounds good to me. So it wasn't like, honey, I missed you. Here's an airdrop.
No, I hit the wrong button. My bad.
My bad. Yeah. I was...
No,
I wanted to show you how much I missed you, and I just sent it to everybody on the plane.
Sent it to everybody.
All right.
That's one way to fish for a date, I guess,
that's
right?
That's very true. Very good
and
point.
You send it to, you end up sending it to the pilot. The pilot's good like, you know, I'm not really into you, dude.
All right. What's the dumb of the day?
Dumb of the day. It's not really dumb. I'm just, you know, I don't know if it's a precursor of things to come, but, you know, Bill's Mafia is starting to have a big reach.
I would say yes.
And they got a upcoming game next Thursday night in L.A.
Big game.
So Bills Mafia did what only Bills Mafia could do, and that was send $24,000 worth of LeBlanc beer to L.A. for their big tailgating festival.
Oh, wow. So,
it's not really dumb, but I'm just curious to see how many Bills fans there actually are in L.A.
Oh, I can't wait to see that. Oh, and I can't wait to see that.
Apparently, this event can sell out. $24,000 worth of beer seems like a lot of beer.
That's a lot of beer.
That's a lot of beer.
It's a lot of beer. Especially if you buy, you know.
And if they're doing this at every single location, every away game they have this year, that's going to be fun.
On a serious note, aren't they the group that's like, hey, who is the quarterback? Remember the Cincinnati Bengals quarterback that won a game, and they thanked him by giving to his charity because it put the Bills in the playoffs years ago. And was it Andy Dalton?
Andy Dalton.
Yeah, Andy Dalton
and they
led
sent
the Bengals to a win over somebody.
Yeah.
And because of that, the Bills got into the playoffs for the first time in a long time.
Not only
time.
That, but I think I do believe they sent the Bengals organization a bunch of wings as well.
Right, right, right. Yeah, right. Like, they were so thrilled that this took place that they went, here, we're donating to your charity. Thank you so much.
And, you know, and obviously what they've done with Josh Allen's grandmother.
Oh, that's right.
You know, in charity in her name. And I mean, I'm not discrediting what Bills Mafia can do. You know, they give their money up and ruin tables left and right. That's their thing.
I know.
It's funny to me. I've never heard of a team doing this ahead of time going, we're sending $24,000 worth of beer. Because we know you want this beer, not that cheap stuff that L.A. will have.
Yeah, right. Good, man. That's great. Good stuff.
So it's not really dumb. It's just it's fun.
That's right. All right. That's the good, the bad, and the dumb. As we continue on Twitter, at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That is Ron with two N's. All right, coming up, who was right this whole time in the NBA? That's coming up next on Wake Up Call.